There are places where the air feels heavy, where the silence speaks, where your footsteps echo not just in space, but through time. This is one of those places. Today, we journey to the Pikworo slave camp, a site where thousands of captured Africans were held before being marched to the coast. A place of pain, but also of memory, of power, of return. When we say healing in the homeland, we mean standing in these spaces, acknowledging the horror, and choosing to reclaim the narrative. During the Cultural Oneness Festival, we don't just talk about history, we relive it. Through powerful reenactments, like the transatlantic slave trade, we honor our ancestors not as victims, but as survivors, as warriors, as builders, as brilliance. You'll walk those paths, you'll hear their songs in the wind. You'll feel the stories under your skin, and you'll weep, not just out of sorrow, but out of awe. Because somehow, through all of it, we are still here.
The captives each morning attended meeting here, and meeting nobody than their masters. So here is the demonstration of that punishment. You can see how the shape is. The base is chopped because of the chains. Likewise, your hands cross in the front, chained also. Then you get serious strokes. Blood will be oozing like that sometimes. If you do not surrender to the master, you die.
This is what heritage tourism can do. It doesn't just show you where you came from. It gives you permission to heal. If you're ready to walk the ancestral path, join us for the Cultural Roots Tour during the Cultural Oneness Festival. Visit culturaloneness.com and reserve your space today. Next week, we talk about what happens after the trip. Because coming home isn't always a one-time visit. It can be a beginning.